This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And joining us for our market wrap is our very own Sabrina Magdalene from the news team. So an international coalition of cities has proposed a COVID-19 recovery plan called the 15-Minute City. What's going on there, Sabrina?
So the idea is to have services, jobs and essentials within walking and cycling distance. So the C40 Cities Coalition hopes that this concept will make the lives of people more convenient, you know, less stressful and more sustainable. So this will also reduce the role of cars and prioritizes development that makes cities more pedestrian-friendly with less emissions. So the C40 group has proposed investments in walking and cycling networks and green infrastructure, and to protect mass transit as well. They also say there will be equitable access to green jobs and city services for all. So a World Resource Institute researcher told Bloomberg that walking and cycling present huge opportunities for small businesses in the neighbourhood to thrive. This is especially true as people began rediscovering their own neighbourhood and the local economy during lockdowns.
So apparently this concept isn't new. Paris recently made headlines after their newly re-elected mayor pledged to transform the capital into a 15-minute city.
Yes, what Paris is hoping to do is break up the city's centralized system by encouraging more localized commercial and public hubs. They're reportedly looking to have a more multi-purpose public buildings. For example, schoolyards would moonlight as nighttime sports facilities, and small-scale retailers and cultural spaces would be encouraged to set up shop in residential areas. So it is dense but self-sustaining. And the 15-minute city plan is also to help ease transit crowding and prevent traffic from surging back into the city as businesses reopen. In fact, reports actually say that after Paris added new bike lanes, the number of cyclists had grown 54% over the last year alone. For me, plainly put, I save time and petrol if I were to use bikes to get groceries and other essentials. And I live near PJ Old Town, and although it has everything I need, that area is like a mini KL for traffic, you know? And sometimes something as simple as going to the ATM just to make a withdrawal, that can take up to about 20 minutes, you know, from driving out, you know, passing one traffic light and then waiting for a good parking spot. And then you get stuck in a little traffic when you come out. But the bike ride for me would just take a simple 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, although walking will take longer, it's definitely a healthier option. You know, two long-term Harvard studies found that simply walking 20 minutes a day can reduce your risk of heart disease by up to 30%.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I think it'll also address other things like, urban pollution. I think it's a great idea. And it also addresses the concerns about, I guess cross-contamination of, COVID-19 transmissions, and perhaps it would make things like isolating transmission within communities easier.
Right? Yeah, but, you know, I think locally there is always the interest to be able to walk and cycle more, right? I think really you just need to have the infrastructure there. The Paris example is very clear. When they added new bike lanes, the number of cyclists grew by 54%. So if you build it well, people will just use it.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And you can let us know what you think. Would you like to see a 15-minute city plan implemented in your neighborhood? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on to Bursa, Dia Materials was one of the active counters today. What's happening there?
So Dia Materials obtained 75% approval in principle from its creditors for its proposed debt restructuring scheme. So it is part of a regularization plan that Dia Materials is required to submit to regulators by the end of September. So just last week, the PN17 company announced it will get a cash injection of 4 million ringgit from the sale of a stake in its subsidiary, Dia Maxflow. So Dia Materials closed up 66% at 2.5 sen.
Thanks so much, Sabrina. Thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. It's Roxy Music with Love is the Drug. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.